cash may still be king in some sectors of the economy, but it's no longer welcome at one central Ohio business. Dublin Cleaners operates 6 stores around the region, and starting within the next month or so, they will be a cashless business. Joining me now is the company president, Brian Butler. Thanks for your time.
You're very welcome.
So this seems like a very millennial thing to do, if you will, but it's actually much more pragmatic than that, right? It's about safety and about efficiency.
I'd like to start by saying I'm a proud member of Gen X. And yes, this is about lowering costs. And the more I can lower costs, the less I have to raise prices. And the administrative time and energy that goes into counting and reconciling 36 deposits per week and then getting them to the office and having our office admin accumulate them into one courier to the bank is completely out of line with how little cash sales that we do.
This is surprising because I think, like most people, I assumed having credit card machines and processing fees and such was more expensive, but you're saying cash is more laborious. It takes employee hours.
Cash is costing me 4 times as much as credit cards. And credit cards deposit automatically in the bank overnight, and they're completely secure and safe, and they don't attract a negative element and risks.
Has this cost tipping point just happened in the last few years?
It's just whittled away little bit by little bit. And when I had an office person out for a surprise illness and saw how much strain the others went through trying to do the work that she quietly does, it became apparent that this has got to happen and soon.
Cards will obviously be your preference, but would you turn away a customer if they came with only cash?
Well, we would try to figure out how to work with them, and we won't have change on site, so possibly the what would be the change due, we might be able to leave in credit for a future transaction. But we're going to be very clear about this, and we've had signs posted for a few weeks already. We're going to go a few more weeks before we really pull the drawers. We're going to inform people. We have email addresses on file. I think we have 30,000 email addresses on file, and this type of exposure, too, is actually really helpful.
Has there been any pushback? Has anyone said, hey, I like cash, I only want to use cash?
No, for the most part, a few people that were spending cash thought they were doing us a favor. And when we laid out the costs of maintaining and balancing and exchanging change in all these drawers, they realized they can have their points and miles and reduce our costs.
Do you have any friends in this industry or any other business owners who are doing this?
I've had some emails of support from other industry associates from around the area saying, way to go, we've been thinking about this for years. But I don't know. I don't know about what other industries face, because this is just not a place people bring very much cash. I mean, 1.8% of my sales.
You're a trendsetter.
I'm just trying to lower costs.
Brian Butler is the president of Dublin Cleaners, which operates 6 Central Ohio stores. Starting within the next month or so, they are going to be a cashless operation because of break-ins and the extra work and costs it creates for the business. Brian Butler, thanks again.
My pleasure.